7.9.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah,
I
brother,
can dig it.
Solid. Right on. What's
up? Hey, man, what's your name?
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah.
Time now for the Empowerment Hour here on Praise 107.9, presented by the Jacksonville Urban League and First Thursday Jacksonville. Here's your host, Dr. Richard Danforth of the Jacksonville Urban League and Larry Williams of First Thursday Jacksonville.
Hey, good morning, good morning. Hey, happy Saturday, everybody. And good morning, Duval. It's a chilly morning out here in Jacksonville. Good to be back in the studio one more time. Thank you, God.
One more time.
Like they say, Doc, in the end, say it was so good to be back in the house of the Lord. One more time. I'm back here with my co-host, right in the middle, right where I'm supposed to be on the riding high in the saddle again. Steve, happy Saturday. How you doing, brother?
Yeah, oh boy, old Larry's on the roll this morning.
And you have to be on the roll these days, Doc, or else you'll get rolled over. Speaking of being rolled over, I understand that the
shutdown has been temporarily lifted.
And hallelujah, thank God. I know a lot of people looking for those paychecks to be in their accounts. Doc, you know, we just want to get those paychecks. and it's good to have that going on. It's a good thing that the powers that be came to their senses and started to think about the America first, quote unquote, and it's good. Jarman, Doc, what you guys think about the shutdown being lifted?
Well, I could say that it's Jarman.
Says, that's not me. I'm not a part of the shutdown.
Oh my goodness. Well, it's not funny. I mean, when we think about the hardships that many of our federal employees have experienced over the last month, you know, many to the brink of bankruptcy and losing their homes and the embarrassment, I guess, of going to homeless centers and, you know, food banks. These people just unaccustomed to that. We see it on TV and, we hear about it, we read about it, but to experience, that's a real life experience when you run out of money. Can you imagine not having any money?
I've been there many times.
You've been there.
I've been there.
Let me say
I mean, even as a kid, I had money because I worked in the tobacco fields.
Okay.
Well, you had some good training coming. You learned, from your experience to work hard, to save
a little money.
Your circumstances kind of put you in that situation, but a lot of people don't have that.
My grandmother always said, son, keep 10%, give the Lord 10%, and spend the heck out of the other 80. But expletive. She used another word.
That's an interesting breakdown, Doc. You keep 10%, save 10%, get a Lord 10%, and spend the heck out of the rest.
Right.
That sounds like my motto. Only I tied my 10%, but I forgot to say the other 10%.
Yeah.
I spent the whole 90%.
Well, but more importantly, where do we go from here? The employees go back to work, and I understand they got a 3-week.
Until February 15th, I believe.
So, once we get off of this kick of trying to build a wall. I mean, it's hopefully the president is if there are, maybe he's come to his senses. I don't know.
Well, but, according to the reports, it's the temporary shutdown is until the 15th, and he's still looking to move forward with declaring the national emergency to access the $7 billion in order to build the wall.
And good luck with that. I think one of the things that we are. First of all, I want to say, you know, congratulations to those families who are being able to get back to work. I know one of my my youngest grandson works for TSA,
yes, Clear, he does.
So he'll be happy to go to work with a smile on his face instead of with a frown on his face, because technically they were working without pay.
Yes, and some of them were reported to just call in sick, said they weren't going to show up. And,
yeah, well,
and
I hope they didn't use up all their sick leave. But anyways, that's one of the things that's going on. And Jarman, what else is going on in America? I know it's a lot of stuff going on, Doc.
Oh, yes, there's a lot of things going on in the government on the national level. Well, I guess one of Trump's advisors was arrested as well in the midst of all of the shutdown. Well, Roger Stone.
Roger Stone.
Oh, he came out with his pajamas on.
You kidding, right?
Well, if they had come in to get me, I wouldn't have had my pajamas on.
Oh, Dr. Danford, too much information.
They would have gotten a surprise when I walked
in. Well, thankfully, you don't have anything that they can come after.
A real surprise.
Hey, listeners, we can't make this stuff up. I'm serious. We can't make it up. But aside from TMI, Roger Stone was one of the folks that was involved in the WikiLeaks tape, email scandal. So that's kind of interesting to find that they finally arrested him, and then he lied to Congress. You know, I think he would have gotten away with a lot of the other stuff, but you don't lie to Congress because that means obstruction. And I understand that he's...
Well, what about when Congress lies to itself?
But they're immune to prosecution, so they don't have to worry about it.
So it's the president immune to prosecution
as
well?
Yes, and that's my... I was going to say that the president is already insinuating that if Roger is found guilty, hey, he'll just pardon him, you know? That's the power that happens when you...
Well, he can pardon himself, though.
Yes, he can do anything. He's the president.
Well,
I mean, he remember when he was elected, his attorney, Rudy, came out and said, well, the president can go out there and shoot somebody in the middle of the street and get away with it. Nobody could say anything. That's the power of the president, you know.
And we've seen that happen many, many times, not from the president, but obviously from others.
Absolutely.
Well, not to this extent, though, correct? Yeah. You know, the power that he's actually exercising, this current president.
No.
You've seen some other presidents that I wasn't born. Yeah.
Well, no, you weren't born. I think me and Doc might have been born. But anyways, what's next topic, John?
Oh, gosh. Again, on the state level, yes, the Florida Secretary of State.
Oh, yeah.
He resigned because a video surfaced of him having the black face, you know, painting his face black to make a mockery.
And had on red, black. Did he have red lipstick on?
I didn't see the red lipstick
I saw the black face.
Yeah. and well, there.
You know what they say about kissing a pig, right?
I don't know. I haven't heard that one. So.
Man, where have you been?
I wasn't born in that era.
She's from Alabama. She's from, you
we
know.
Didn't kiss pigs in Alabama.
Okay, all righty. What y'all kissed a lot of other things, but
they used to slaughter the pigs. Have you ever been to a pig slaughtering?
Oh yeah, we used to do that with my uncle when I was growing up, and
hang them out there.
You know, it's an art to that, Doc. You know how they take them out and then they shoot them in the head and they hit them in the head with the hammer.
Okay. So back to the blackface with the Secretary of State.
All right, okay.
The chitlins.
Yeah, and after they did on Slaughter Day, they used every part of the pig. Nothing was
from the feet on down.
You from the feet on down. The only thing that they didn't use was the hair, and they might have used that for something.
No, pig's hair is not that. It's too coarse.
Yeah, I think they might have made brushes out of it, but
boar's hair. Yeah,
yeah,
you're right.
Right.
Yeah. Boy, you're smart.
Now, hey, no, that's life, that's living.
When we come back, of course, we need to talk about the crime.
We don't want to talk about no crime later, but we want to see what's going to happen with the ex-felons and their rights now that the Secretary of State has resigned. And, you know, we have the elections coming up in March, and the registration deadline for voter register is February the 19th. So we want to encourage not only ex-felons, but everyone who has not registered to vote to please register by February 19th. And I guess it's just still in question if there's going to be a replacement for this current Secretary of State who has the power to authorize those voter registrations.
Well, you know, what we've hearing and seeing from the new governor, he's made some very good moves, some, you know.
Well, appointing that Secretary of State was not one of those very
good
moves.
Of course, he probably, certainly he didn't know what happened. I was in 2005.
They've been friends for a long time, Doc. I mean, he might have been at the party and didn't get caught. But that's
But it reminds us we have to be careful when we sneaking through the window.
That's another that went over John.
Yeah, that went over my head as well.
You're looking.
I'm looking. I didn't get that.
She's looking perplexed.
Yes. I don't understand. Not only me, but I think some of our listeners were probably looking perplexed as well.
We'll complete the circle after the break here. Doesn't that look cute jacket, John? It must be cold outside.
It's cold. Stay warm.
We need to take a break, Steve. Let's go ahead and take a break.
Everything going on, we need God's glory to fall. I mean, you know, we have to trust Him, even though we have some issues with government, but God is in control. So we just have to put our trust in Him.
Every day.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you, Paul Tolliver, for tuning in, listening. Michelle Spruill on Facebook. Again, it's so good to be back in the studio. If you want to call in, be a part of the show anytime. Area code 904-296-2251. 296-2251. We're going to take a music break and we'll be right back.
Gathering.
that. Good morning and a happy Saturday again. This is Larry Williams. This is Larry Williams in studio this morning.
Yes, it is you.
And we're having a good time as usual. You know, one of the things I miss most about not being in the studio is you know, the camaraderie with Dr. Danford and Jarman. And, you know, it's, you know, you can feel things and hear things over the phone, but boy, I tell you, you don't feel the spirit and the connection, yes. You know, as we do here in the studio.
And the yes. facial expression.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. And
the smoke signal. Oh, sorry.
And the warning signs. No. Wait a minute. There
I
you
take
go.
That back.
Don't yeah. start.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry, White Cloud. I didn't mean it. Yeah.
But Jarman, it's a good thing that you're here, and I want to thank both of you guys. This is a new year.
Yes.
You know, I know it's 2019, and as I said, this is my first time back in the studio for a while. And so it's good to be back and talk about the things that are going on, and especially sharing live with our Facebook listeners across the world. That makes a huge difference as far as what is going on here. And, Jarman, we were going to talk about something else. Doc has a cold.
He does.
And I'm hoping that he spreads hopefully. Those germs to Steve and not to Larry.
Hopefully he doesn't spread them at all. Dr. Danford.
I walked in the Martin Luther King parade, and it was a little chilly outside.
Okay.
So today brought back the feelings again, huh? Go ahead, John. Where we at next?
Well, we were talking about the election that's coming up. We want to continue to emphasize that.
Absolutely. And let's stay there for a minute, John, because, you know, one of the things that I want folks to understand, the primary election is next, is in March.
March 19th.
And if you haven't registered to vote, there's a date that you need to be registered before you can vote in the primary.
That's February 19th.
Okay, so you need to get registered to vote. If your candidate doesn't get through the primary, you can't vote for them in the general.
Yes.
Okay, understand if you don't.
Well, that makes
if
sense.
If your candidate doesn't get past the primary, you can't vote for them in the general election. So my point is, get out and vote. Don't wait. And you see what's going on with 46-1? We don't want to have that repeated. Okay? So, you know, get registered, get out there and vote. We have some, you know, the ex-felons that are supposedly, quote unquote, being allowed to register.
It just has to be approved by the Secretary of State.
Yes, and we don't have a Secretary of State because he resigned. So here we go. All right, I don't know whether that's on purpose or not, but hey, it is what it is.
And just for our listeners, not only are these the elections for the mayor, but there are other positions.
Absolutely,
throughout
city
Duval.
Council members. Anyone that's running for election, you guys get out and support your candidate. That's the reason we have these situations where we have people that we don't represent our interests. We need to vote for people who are going to have a platform that addresses the challenges in urban areas and especially in the African American community. So get out and vote. Get, you know, register if you haven't. Let's make sure we get our candidates elected and not sit back on the sideline. And in April, we're talking about, well, you know, I forgot to go to vote. Get off and vote. It's a simple process. You know, register, vote.
Yes, register and vote. And speaking of one of the positions, I'm not sure if it's an open position or not for city council, but one of the city council members is still in the news. Terrence Freeman, still about those issues.
With his address, he's located.
Well, he's not running for the same office.
No, but his address is still a question, though.
Yeah, he was appointed
by the governor
right.
to serve. And he is now running at large rather than.
Okay, so he is at large.
So he can live anywhere. Right. I mean, I guess you have to live in Duval County.
Right.
Or at the beach or somewhere.
Okay, yeah. So if you're running for an at-large
at beach.
position, the rules are different.
Yeah,
you don't have have an address.
Yeah, but you do have to be in Duval County. Okay, and I'm thinking that I was reading in the the Daily Rag here in Jacksonville that about that, and they were still saying that, you know, his address has been confirmed here in Duval County. So, Terrence, if you're running, brother, get to, you know, go on out and get, you know, your address permanentized if you want to be a city council member.
Well, you can't tell a man that.
Yes, I can. If he, I'm not telling him. I'm suggesting that he does, because if he doesn't, then he shouldn't be running for an office here in Jacksonville. Simple.
Well, the voters will make that determination.
Absolutely.
Yes, and that's why we're encouraging them to get out and register and actually go
Absolutely.
Vote.
Absolutely.
And I like your point that you can't wait. You can't say, well, in the next election, I'll vote for my candidate, because your candidate may not make the next election.
Exactly.
Correct. So
I got that point.
The primaries are very important.
Very important.
All righty, all righty. So we talked a little bit about the election, and it's, you know, as we move forward, we're going to have we have a guest in the studio. I thought we did. He's shaking his head saying no, we don't. So
yes, we do. Yeah, I've got an old buddy of mine who lived here for quite a while, worked in the radio business, a good friend of mine, brother Bruce Demps is in the house.
All right, Bruce.
Good morning. And just listening to this empowering conversation, an idea came to mind, and that is, it's not just about what you can do, but what you can encourage others to do.
Absolutely.
If we can just marshal the support that we should be able to get from our family members and speak to them about the importance of this local election, and just remember, as we struggle with a lot of things happening nationally and regionally and at the state level, the greatest impact that you can have is on the local community, what you are closest to, because those are people who you can go and see with a bus ticket or a dollar worth of gas. You don't have to travel to anywhere to have a conversation with your local officials who you put into office.
Right? Absolutely.
So make sure that I'm sure most of the people who are listening to this show are already empowered, understand the value of what they're doing. We've got to encourage them to get beyond their heads and get out into the fields and grab some more folk.
And hear ye.
I will always be indebted to the people who, when I moved to Jacksonville in 1978, who were leaders in this community. And, we owe it to those legacies to make sure we have the right kind of representation. And I'm going to, you know, call out names like Sally Mathis and Earl Johnson and others who have gone on to be with the Lord. At least that's what my prayer is. But they left us a real legacy that we need to take advantage of. And you can't do it with your own power.
Amen.
You need to expand that and empower others. So thank you for the opportunity. As many of you know, if you know me, I'm an old radio guy, but I'm a friend, a lifelong friend of one Dr. Richard Danford.
And we're sorry.
We always are praying for him and all things related to him.
Thank you, Bruce.
We'll continue to give him the glory and honor that is due.
All right.
Amen.
Bruce, and our condolences to you and your family on the passing of your mother.
Thank you.
She's gone on to be with the Lord. So.
Absolutely.
We've all experienced that. At
Amen.
Least. I have. Yeah.
And that again goes back to why we need to do what we do.
Absolutely. Right. All right.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you for leaving
me in that radio voice.
Yes, I was going to say.
Man, if I had that voice, boy, shoot.
Uh-oh. I don't know what that means, Dr. Barrett.
I'm going to step onto Larry's Facebook Live so they'll see why I always did radio. You see that ain't a TV face.
Well, right, you know, Chris. I used to be in the radio business and also in the newspaper business. I recall, my radio guys, I'd go into the studios and they said, wow, you have a voice for print.
Newspaper. Okay.
Oh, wow.
But yes, it's good and God's good all the time. So, Gentlemen, where are we going from here? I know we got a caller coming in at 8:30, so perhaps we should take a break here, Steve, and transition so that we can get the call in at 8:30.
What about the crimes?
We got you.
Come on,
we got you. Listeners, if you could see him. Wait a minute. We can see him.
That's from the donut this morning.
Blame it on the donut.
Too much sugar.
Hey, Steve, let's take a quick break here. This is Praise 107.9 FM, and this is the Empowerment Hour. You want to call in the next segment or two, we're going to have the Entrepreneur Corner coming up, 296-2251. Hey, I remember the numbers, Doc. Area code 904-296-2251. We'll be back.
Freedom and a season of victory. Here it is. By the hand of the Almighty, I've been set free. Healed, delivered, made complete. Now I'm walking in victory. Adrian, won't you help me sing it?
By the hand of the Almighty, I've been set free. Healed, delivered, made complete. Now I'm walking in victory.
We're gonna sing that again. By the hand
of the Almighty, I've been set free.
I think you got it now. Come on, lift it up. By the hand, I've been set free. Oh, now I'm walking in victory.
Oh, said I'm walking in victory. Said I'm walking in victory. Walking in victory. Got my joy back. Oh, I'm walking in victory. Said I'm walking in victory. I'm walking in victory. Get my peace back.
By the hand of the Almighty, I've been set free. Healed and delivered.
Now I'm walking in victory.
righty. All right. All right. I see Steve is still pointing to John. And she,
that's right. Thank you, Steve.
You lost your position.
I guess so. I guess I'm going to have to talk to Mr. Hood and find out whose name is on the paycheck over here.
Yeah. Hey, you may be on thin ice and don't know it.
Hey, that's okay.
Hey, we're a team. We go down.
That's with right.
No, okay, team. There you go. There you go. It's no I in team. Hey, we got a call on the air, and this is Praise 107.9 FM, the Empowerment Hour. Larry Williams with Dr. Richard Danford, president of Jacksonville Urban League, Jarman Leitner, president of First Thursday Jacksonville. We got a meeting coming up, too, don't we, John?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so good morning, Julia. Happy Saturday.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Miss
Julia.
Happy Saturday
to you. All right.
What's going on?
Is this Julia with the hyphen in her name?
Yes, that's Julia Henry Wilson.
Julia Henry Wilson. All right.
Good morning. I just want to call in and tell you about some of the happenings that are coming up at the Jacksonville Urban League in the month of February. It's a full month.
It's always a full month in February. That's my birthday month. I'll be 21 next month.
Extra full. What's coming up at the Jacksonville Urban League Center for Education and Career Development is we have a computer class starting this Monday from 9 to 1, and we still have some open seats. We're doing Microsoft Word. And then something that everybody can be excited about, we have some employers that are doing some hiring and interviewing on the spot.
Yes.
We have a two-day hiring event with the Census Bureau. And
okay. It's that time again? 6th,
yes.
Yes, it's that time again, Larry. Be counted, so you got to stand up. anyway, it's a two-day hiring event with the Census Bureau, February the 6th and February the 7th. And they have an 8:30 a.m. to 1 and a 5 to 8 on both days. So they want to capture those persons that may be currently employed and want a little part-time work, as well as the people that can come from 8:30 to 1.
Okay.
And that's going to be at the Jacksonville Urban League. And Goodwill is doing some hiring. They have a temp agency. So we're going to host a February 19th event for them from 10 to 12. And they want people to come prepared to be hired on the spot.
Great.
All right. Sounds
so there's
great.
Current job opportunities.
Right now for February.
All right, Julia, thanks for calling in. It's always good to find out about the free technology classes, and kudos to the Jacksonville Urban League for hosting and sponsoring those classes. You know, as we move more into the technology age, you know, we have to be prepared to participate in the internet and all the services that it provides. So thank you, Julia. Have an awesome Saturday and a great weekend.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay.
See you soon.
Okay, right. Thank you. We're going to circle back a little bit because Dr. Danford wants to talk about the crime in the area and the murders and all that.
Well, it's not
stuff. It's the homicide tracker. We're going to bring the program down for a minute and then we'll go back up.
bring it down.
No, I'm talking about the deaths and so forth. But
that's
real though.
You know, it is real, and you know, we had our first task force meeting on yesterday at City Hall.
Really?
Yeah, I was appointed to the task force on safety and crime reduction.
Okay, safety and crime reduction.
And specifically, they have charged this task force with, one, creating a complete crime reduction inventory, two, initiating and funding all of a full service-based organization to coordinate services and finding and then a third, ensuring that a safe city for the citizens and business interests is maintained. Okay. Well, so
funding is involved, so some organizations can get additional funding. Did I hear you say that?
Well, we'll talk about that at another time. Mm-hmm. This meeting on yesterday was more administrative, you know, setting the structure, going through the rules. We had to spend some time in ethics training because we cannot talk to task force members about task force business outside of the meeting, because then you would be in violation of the ethics code for the city. And
When is your next meeting, Doug?
It's on February 8th. The public is invited.
Mm-hmm.
It is
where at?
It's at City Hall in the council chambers.
Okay. And I'm sure we'll be hearing more about that. That's February 8th. That has to be a Friday.
Because they're being held on Friday mornings. Yeah. Yes.
And we know that because that's the day after First Thursday. Again, we're having a really important meeting on First Thursday, February 7th, 5:30 p.m. at the Jacksonville Urban League. Our friends from Concise Accounting and Tax Keeping are going to be there, and they're going to be talking about the new laws, the new tax laws, as they affect small businesses. So if you're a small business owner, you need to make it over to the Urban League at 5:30 or earlier. Come on over early, get you a seat, because the tax laws have changed, and we've invested through our businesses quite a bit since December and preparing for the new adoption of the tax laws. They are totally different than including individuals.
I thought that was for rich people.
Well, I'm not rich, so obviously it must be for everybody, because I sure ain't rich. But it is for everyone, and the rules have changed for everyone, Doc. And it's a serious deal. You don't want to get caught on April 15th and then thinking that, oh, Lord, I got to go back and do all of this over again, because you're trying to do it like you did in the past. Things have changed. So be at First Thursday, 5:30 p.m. at the Jacksonville Urban League. We're going to talk about taxes and the new tax rules and how they affect small businesses. And, small businesses are important to our community, the backbone of our community. 90% of all jobs in America come from small businesses. So and the entrepreneur program at the Jacksonville Urban League is if you're a member of that, make sure that you place this on your calendar, 5:30 p.m. at the Jacksonville Urban League, First Thursday, Jacksonville. And we're going to have a good time, but we're also going to get some edumacation.
Mm-hmm. You're going to become educated about taxes, and hopefully maybe some bookkeeping, some tips to help small businesses throughout the year.
Yeah, you're a small business owner, so you have more, ideas about what, your questions about taxes and accounting and bookkeeping. Taxes and book, accounting?
Concise Accounting.
Concise, yes. is a great deal. They've been at one of our meetings before. And they've
been on the show as well.
Yeah, they've been on the show. Unfortunately, we invited them to come on the show this week, but again,
too much busy working.
Too much business.
Too much business. That's a good thing, yeah.
For them, definitely. And as I said, most business owners who are trying to stay on top of their businesses are already addressing this. So we need to make sure that we're addressing the taxes. 296-2251 if you're interested in joining in on the conversation. And Doc is going to ask a question here.
Well, going back to the task force.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, let's go back to
the task force. How did we get off the task force?
I don't know. You jumped. I mean.
Okay. Hey, all right.
There's an article on the front page of the
Times. I think you went away from it.
Yeah.
I think you had one of those pauses. I think it's the donut.
Well, it's, this is a serious situation.
Absolutely.
We're in Jacksonville. Duval has the highest murder rate in the state, okay? And on yesterday, they talked about the difference between a murder and a homicide, okay?
Oh, okay, and so there's a difference.
Yes, there is a difference, because on the one hand, when someone is murdered, the sheriff's office has to determine if it's a murder or a homicide. Okay, the classification.
Mm-hmm.
So this past year we had.
So what makes the difference? What's the actual? Do they define what makes the difference in the classification?
They do, but we don't need to go into all of that on the radio here. But on last year, we had a 126 homicides that were classified as homicides. And of course, there were more than 126 murdered. But the homicides, they had 126. But anyway, I wanted to mention that, because what they're talking about in the paper this morning, high crime areas, quote, crying out for help. So how do you address urban poverty, the poverty that's taking place in these communities? Because we know that the data show that people that are living in these low-income areas crime is much more prevalent.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so it stands to reason because of the lack of perhaps employment opportunities, the lack of a real economic empowerment. I know we talk a lot about economic development. I don't see how much economic development can take place in some of these urban areas where they're experiencing not only the poverty but the high crime. Mm-hmm. So,
and I guess that's one of those deals. What comes first?
What comes first? And, of course, we're reviewing the JCCI study from 2006, which speaks to the same issue that we're dealing with today. And so we've got to review that. How have we done in terms of those recommendations? Have we, you know, have we worked to enact those recommendations? Or we have the same problem this year, the same hopefully we won't have the same recommendations. Now, we've been told that this is not a study committee, the one that was formed, that we are actually going to do something.
All right.
Okay, we're actually going to look at the distribution of funds. Are the funding streams for these low-income communities being directed in the way that you get more bang for the buck, more utilization from the people who live in these areas, and of course those organizations that continue to that are providing services that can't receive funding from the city, because the city, you know, to their policies and procedures basically fund those organizations with, quote, the capacity to utilize the funds. So we've got to deal with that.
We're going to have to learn a lot more about that because it sounds like it's a huge task force with a lot of responsibility. And as you guys continue to meet, we'll expect updates from you on a weekly basis or as you after meeting basis, so that our listeners can be educated about what's going on. And one of the things that we're talking about, I was in Orlando this past week and moderating a forum on African-American health disparities and diabetes in the African-American community. This panel was sponsored by Eli Lilly, one of my clients, and Dan Wabi, who's a resident here in Jacksonville, is also the director of state government affairs. And, you know, I'm sure he's listening in to find out if I'm saying anything about what happened. But we had a great representation from Eli Lilly. We had Nate Miles from Washington area, government affairs, Tanisha Blake, who's associate brand manager. And then we had Dr. Bishop Elton Amos, the MD for Faith-Based Initiative Partnership. And this was all held at the midwinter workshop of the NNPA, which is the Black Press of America, representing over 225 Black-owned newspapers across the country. So, you know, we're getting the word out, and I'm sure many of those publishers are listening, because I was telling them all week long that they need to listen to the Empowerment Hour every Saturday morning with Doc, Jarman, and Lair. So there we go. So hey, we're going to take another break. We're going to come back. We're going to have the Entrepreneur Corner, and if you're listening, call in 296-2251. Another opportunity to promote your business. Okay, we talked about economics, we talked about taxes, and that sort of thing, and this is an opportunity. We're not charging for this one yet. So, you know, call in and be a part of it. Let the folks know what your business is. 296-2251. It's an excellent opportunity. If you have an event coming up, let us know that too. You know, we have listeners throughout Duval County who are eager to hear and support what you're doing with your businesses, okay? 296-2251. We're going to take a music break, and we'll be back. This is the Empowerment Hour.
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience. The ultimate gospel experience.
Ruler, seated high upon the throne, but not so high that you can't see me. Master, waiting to help when I'm in need. So loving. So high that you can't hear me, no. Redeemer, oh, the blood you shed on Calvary, you're so faithful.
All right, hey, always good to have some spiritual uplifting music and praising God all the time, the God who's ahead of my life. We appreciate him taking us to and from and safe travels as we traverse across the country. This is the Empowerment Hour, and this is our Entrepreneur Corner. Any small businesses or organizations that are having events this weekend, call in and let the listeners know. You know, one of the basic challenges in African-American communities is lack of communications, and we need to start communicating and collaborating with one another like the Urban League, the SCLC, and the NAACP did back in celebrating Dr. King's birthday and holiday with a really great partnership collaborative meeting. So caller number one,
all
Mike.
Right. Yes.
Hey, good morning. Good morning,
how
good morning,
you guys
Mike.
Doing?
We're doing great.
Hey, Michael Cobb. I appreciate the plug. A few weeks ago, we had a great time at the Jack Delaney Health Fitness Corvette. We bought 22 Corvettes at the landing.
Oh, you bought 22 Corvettes?
Screening. It was a great, great event. It was free, open to the public. And our next event is to accentuate is the Taste of Soul. The Taste of Soul. We're going to feature top soul food restaurant caterer here on the First Coast. And the event is going to take place where you guys have your broadcast at the Salem Center.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Are you going to start at 7 o'clock in the morning so we can be up? Oh, 8 o'clock in the morning so we can participate?
and
tell somebody to bring some salmon croquettes and grits.
You know what? I got somebody who can fix those.
Okay.
The Blue Diner. So the event is going to take place March the 16th from 6 to 9. We got door prize giveaways, great taste sampling for top restaurants when it comes to soul food. We're going to bring the smooth jazz sounds, Pierre. So we are looking for vendors. And if you think you're one of the top soul food restaurants and caterers in Jacksonville, definitely give me a call. My telephone number is 904-625-7937, 904-625-7937.
All right.
Michael, is there a cost to the event? Did you mention
that? Yeah, the event is only going to cost $35.
Okay.
But we're going to have a host of chefs. We actually it's going to take over the Salem Center. I met with the team last week, and it is going to be restaurants everywhere, taste sampling. We're going to do some nice, smooth jazz. It's going to be a fun event.
What day of the week is that?
That's on a Saturday.
Okay.
March the 16th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Okay, so I guess we won't be here. Anyways, okay. All right. Well, thank you, Michael, for calling in.
Wait. Before, Mike, are you going to have some, what do you call those, oxtails?
Yeah, you know what? What's your favorite restaurant?
I don't. I understand that the oxtails, they have to stick to your fingers in order to be really good. So you're talking about soul food. That's what I hear now.
Yes.
Well, I don't eat them now, but my dad used to eat them.
Okay. So
that's one of the signature items of soul food. So we will have some oxtails. I know you attended the Taste of the Holiday, and we want you and your wife to come to this event here as well.
Okay.
Thank you,
Michael.
Thank you. Y'all have a great day.
All right. Have a good weekend. All right. Caller number two is
Michelle Coin, Coins Events Decor.
Okay, Michelle. Good morning, Michelle. All right, let us know about your business.
I am a local event planner. I do special events for any occasion. I actually wanted to just give a upcoming event, which is the Best of the Best, that I've been nominated for one of the best decorators here in Duval County.
Congratulations.
Wow. Yes, congratulations.
Thank you so much. I actually was in it last year, didn't find out till a week before it was closing, and still came in second place, so to God be the glory.
Amen.
Yes, I really enjoy what I do. I do anything from kids' party to adult party, retirement party. And my favorite quote is, to God be the glory, and you're only as good as your last event.
Amen.
Oh. Okay, amen. Now tell us the name of the company again and contact information.
Sure. It's Cohen, C-O-H-E-N-S, my last name Cohen, Cohen's Events Decor. My website is cohensevents.com. My local telephone number is
904. Slow down a little bit, okay. You know, for those of us who are challenged literally.
Okay, so Cohen Events Decor, and that's cohenevents.com. And the telephone number again?
904-962-8584.
Okay,
okay,
great,
yes,
great,
ma'am.
Great.
When you're
marketing and advertising your business, make sure you give your phone number several times, because young people like me don't write as fast as others. So, but thank you for calling.
I will do that. Let me do that again. 904-962-8584. And thanks for this great opportunity.
You're welcome, right, and you're thanks welcome. For calling in. This is the Entrepreneur Corner, the Empowerment Hour. Again, 296-2251 if you want to call in. So, you know, shout out to your business.
Yes, and I'll give a shout out to Harvest Intervention Services
On that. Wait for it. Here we go.
So we provide developmental and behavioral health care services to young children. That's the pediatric population, birth to 8 years old. But we actually just expanded to ages 22 for our psychological testing. So we're starting to provide psychological testing and counseling services for young children. And if you are interested in hearing any more information about it, you can visit harvestinterventions.com or call 595-6516. Again, that's 595-6516. So visit our website for information about our services, and we're also hiring.
Jobs galore.
Yeah, job opportunities. Yes.
Oh no, you got too many jobs already. The next caller on the air.
Good morning, caller.
Yes, this is Shan Grant. How are you?
We are wonderful.
We're doing good. We're doing well.
Miss Shan, all right, let us know about your business.
Yes, ma'am. I have a program I founded called Motherhood Center, and we cater to mothers here in Jacksonville, and we support with assisting in job and daycare assistance. And this afternoon, this evening at 5 p.m., we're going to be having a chat and lunch where we're going to be sitting amongst a group of strong, beautiful women, and we're all going to be mothers, and we're going to be encouraging and uplifting each other. We'll have a couple of different presentations, some income opportunities. I'm going to have some jewelry and everything, but we want to cater to the mothers and make sure that in this season that we are growing as parents as much as we can, as well as uplifting and encouraging our sisters to do the same.
Amen. Okay. Amen. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for calling in. This is Praise 107.9 FM, the Empowerment Hour. And, you know, we're always appreciative of folks who call in, and more importantly, to our listeners who bear with us for an hour every Saturday morning. And we appreciate and love you guys.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to mention, since we're talking entrepreneurialism, on last evening I visited the facility, this assisted living facility of my friend's mother who passed. And I tell you, what I am more determined today than ever after seeing how people live their final days, you know, in assisted living facilities. For those that can afford that, you know, it's great. But I tell you, I'm telling my family, don't put me in those assisted
Amen.
Living facility. My matter of fact, I've got my will such that in order for them to get any money from me, they're going to they're gonna have to take care of me in my home. So I am not going to, if the good Lord is willing.
Amen.
You know, I don't want to end up in an assistant.
I hear you, Doc. I just
don't want to do it. Please.
And if my kids listening and wife too, y'all, that's what Doc said.
Well, like I had told Doc off the air, you know, it is a blessing if your family's able to do that, because that was something that I truly desired for my mother, but just wasn't in a position to be able to do that. And it hurts to see your parent, you know, if you don't want that for them. So yes, if they can keep you at home, because I fought hard to try to keep her at home. So that's a big challenge.
And you're absolutely right, John. And we each have to go with what's right for us individually. And I'm sure Doc was speaking specifically about himself, mm-hmm. and I'm speaking specifically about myself. But I'm serious, y'all. Okay,
he's serious.
We have another caller.
Hi, this is Terry Jones.
Good morning, Terry.
TJ and TJ Insurance Agency offering auto, home, life, Medicare, flood, you name it, we got it.
Okay, make a quick TJ. We're rolling up on the end of the show. So.
Is there insurance for assisted living?
Insurance. We have liability insurance.
No. Okay, well.
He's trying to be funny.
No, he's not. He's serious. I want to hear the answer to that. If you got some insurance for that, now, you know, we might be doing some business. But you said
no, well, you have to get that insurance
for the individuals.
Before.
Yeah, for the individuals that will be in those facilities, we do actually have, you know, insurance that will take care of that if someone has to go into one of those facilities. Okay.
And that's the key. If they have to go in, they can't already be in there.
Well, why don't we get someone to come on the air to talk about that?
Yeah, well, that's a good point, Doc. Okay, Jamin, that's your job.
Okay, I'm just kidding.
Give us your phone number, and then we're going to have to close out the show. But it's been a wonderful show.
904-619-5686, 5782 Wilson Boulevard, Suite Number 1, TJ and TJ Insurance Agency.
Okay, right. TJ.
Have a great day.
TJ and
okay,
TJ, happy
you.
Saturday.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you for calling. This is Praise 107.9 FM, Empowerment Hour. And man, we just love how fast this hour went. And want to thank everyone for listening again. And Jarman sounds like she's over here on the deal, like she has something important to say.
Well, I was just going to promote First Thursday. Once again, that remind our listeners, it is February 7th. Our February meeting, and we're going to have concise accounting. So we encourage all of our small business owners and even individuals to come out to hear the new tax laws and the information that can help you for 2019.
Yeah, and they're going to be answering questions. So, you know, think about what you do a little research before you come. If you have some questions, make sure you ask them. Cindy and Kevin are really, really good at this tax stuff. So, again, this is Praise 107.9 FM and First Thursday, Jacksonville, February 7th, 5:30 p.m.